Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Dion and this is the second episode of the Goal Scorers podcast. In this episode, we'll be going over the games that I did predictions on in the last episode, and then we will predict some more games for this weekend. So let's go ahead and get started. The first game we're going to talk about is the Chelsea game from the week, the Champions League game. I guessed that they were going to win, and I got that correct. So we'll go over the game here. The first goal by Hudson was lucky. Barely getting across the line, but hey, a goal is a goal. The second goal was from a penalty kick. Christian Pulisic, you know, draws the PK, hits the guy in the hand. It was a handball in the box, so they get a PK. So Timo, you know, steps up, scores the PK, no problem. So that, you know, that puts Chelsea up 2-0. And then let's talk about, you know, Christian trying to do the bicycle kick, and he completely whiffed. We've got to mention that. And then after that, you have Ziyech scoring his first goal for Chelsea. You know, how cool would that be to get your first goal for a team and it's in a Champions League game? You know, that's pretty awesome if you ask me. And then we have the fourth goal for Chelsea, and of course, it's by Christian Pulisic. Let's go with a nice near post goal, and the assist by Abraham was fantastic. So you know that the Chelsea game went pretty. Pretty well for them, had no issues at all. So they got their 3 points just as expected. So moving on, we are going to talk about the Dortmund-Zenit game. I also got this one correct with Dortmund winning. And, you know, let's go over this game. Gio Reyna had a wonderful look right at the beginning of the game and just missed it wide. I was really rooting for him, really hoping that he would get a goal. There from that, but he did not, just wide. And then you also had Haaland had a great chance in the 43rd to score, and he missed on the back post. The talent this kid has is just is unbelievable, and I cannot wait to see what he can do in the future. Then, you know, the first half, other than that, there wasn't too much that went on in the first half, in my opinion, and I can't believe it was scoreless going into halftime. And then when the second half came around, you know, the penalty in the box, the guy pulled him, just straight pulled the guy down in the box, and then he was trying to fight that he shouldn't have been called for the penalty, which makes no sense at all. He straight drug him down. And then, of course, Jadon Sancho scores on the PK. You know, he's not going to miss that, especially in a big game like this. And then, you know, after that, I can't believe how fast Haaland is. And, you know, he's just so quick, and, you know, he's so big. He's going to be so good. You know, I can't say that enough. I don't know who had the header, but, man, that was a nice header assist, you know, just tapping it back to Haaland. And he just goes down the field kind of on a breakaway and just puts it in the back of the net to seal the deal for the win. For Dortmund, and you know, so they get their 3 points in their, you know, Champions League game, and puts them at, you know, at the top of the table for them, and we'll see what happens in their next game. So the next game that we're going to talk about is the Juventus-Barcelona game. I wish that I didn't have to make my pick as early as I did, because after they ruled out Ronaldo for the game because of COVID, and then also Joseph resigning as president of Barcelona, Barcelona had to come out and play good. You know, that was so much information for them, and, you know, usually teams with that kind of stuff, you know, tend to have a good game. So I did get this game wrong. I picked Juventus to win this game, and Barcelona proved me wrong on this one. So, you know, Griezmann had a good look early in the game. And then that first goal by Dembele, you know, off the deflection, puts it in the net. You know, sometimes it's luck, you know, but sometimes it, you know, it just happens. So that I felt like was kind of a lucky goal, but it was a good strike. Also in this first half, there were so many potential goals for Barcelona. They had a lot of good luck. It could have been easily 3-0 at halftime. But the goalkeeper for Juventus played pretty well. And so it actually just ended up being 1-0 at the beginning, at halftime. And then a couple shots for Barcelona should have scored in the second half. Same scenario. They were pushing. They were having good looks. And then they got the penalty in the second half. It was a silly foul in the box by Juventus. And of course you get one of the goats, you know, steps up on the spot, and Messi capitalizes and makes the game 2-0, and then that's how the game ends. Barcelona looked like a totally different team, in my opinion, in this game, compared to the last couple games that I've saw from them. So we'll see what they look like going forward. But it was a good game by them, and that was my first wrong pick of the selections over the week. The next game that we have here, we're going to talk about, is Man U versus RB Leipzig. I got this one correct, but boy, did I not expect what the scoreline was of this game. I thought Leipzig would have given them a lot better game than what they did, but it is what it is, you know. So we'll just go over this game. You know, Pogba's pass to Greenwood was a good ball, and, you know, Pogba's pass was really nice to Greenwood and set him up for, you know, a good shot and a nice goal to make it 1-0. They looked good in the first half, and it looked like it was going to be a tight game in the first half. And then also I have to mention David De Gea. He had a few nice saves in this game, and I feel like he's getting his confidence back, and he is becoming getting back into that good form that we, you know, expect and want to see from a David De Gea. You know, he's one of the best goalkeepers. Well, recently he has not been, but he's one of the best goalkeepers in the world. So that's what we like to see from him. And then, you know, here comes the second half, and here comes Marcus Rashford. You know, what a kid. You know, what he is doing on and off the field is just amazing. You know, he's fighting in Europe for, you know, to make sure kids have food to eat, you know, during these tough times, and then even after, you know, and it's great to see. So he gets his first goal off of a nice little breakaway, and, you know, puts him up 2-0. And then you have his second goal, which he had a good move, you know, he stepped over, got away from the defender, and just, you know, put it in the back of the net. And then, once again, there's a lot of stupid fouls in the penalty box this week, especially for the Champions League games, and a lot of penalty kicks. And, you know, Martial steps up and capitalizes and makes the PK and makes it 4-0. I was very surprised by the scoreline. It blows my mind what happened in this game. And then, you know, the fifth and final one of the game, you know, Martial, you know, good pass to Rashford, and he, you know, scores, and he gets a hat trick, and, you know, in the Champions League game. So, you know, that has to feel good, and it really has to feel good that he's finally getting noticed off the field too for what he's trying to do, and then has a game like this. You know, can't be any better feeling. So, you know, here Man U steps up, gets the job done, and gets their 3 points for the Champions League game. That is it for the Champions League games. So now we are going to move in and talk about the one MLS game that we picked. I did get it correct, unfortunately. I was really hoping that Atlanta United would pull out this game, but they did not. And Orlando City, you know, gets the win. You know, from some quick notes, we're just going to go over this game real quick. You know, it was a very good offensive possession on DK's goal. The first goal, you know, the other striker came across bringing the center back, and it left DK pretty much wide open. He turns and scores. Atlanta, you know, they're, especially the defensive end on Atlanta. They're just sloppy play. And then, you know, you have your second goal by Mueller from a free kick. It was a banger, you know, puts it in the back of the net. Pretty simple. And then you have, you know, the third goal by them. You know, terrible defense once again by Atlanta. But DK had a fantastic pass to Akindele, and he scores. He turns and scores. So you have that. And then finally, you know, some a little good news. You know, Torres gets his first goal for Atlanta. At least we didn't get shut out, but it still sucks. And then the final goal of the game, Mendez's goal. To me, it was a little bit lucky. Guzan just couldn't get his hands on it, and it kind of just trickled in. But it happens, and unfortunately, Atlanta has no chance of making the playoffs now. So that kind of sucks, but I am looking forward to next year for them. I can't wait for Joseph to be back, and then also gives all the other players time to work together and get on the same page with each other. And now we'll just move on to the Europa League games that happened on Thursday. Some pretty good games. And we'll start with our first game, CFR against Young Boys. I did get this incorrect. I picked the Young Boys to win, and it ended up being a draw. From what I saw, it was a sloppy game at first. You know, at the beginning there. And then the Young Boys had a lot of good looks in the first half. And CFR, you know, ends up getting the first goal of the game on a deflection. To me, the goalkeeper needs to be more aggressive when he comes out for that ball. He came out for the ball, punched it, but it barely went anywhere. I think that he could have been more aggressive and gotten a foul for himself. But he wasn't aggressive enough, and CFR capitalizes on it. And then, you know, the game goes on back and forth. And then the Young Boys get a second chance goal in the 69th minute. They miss, I think, one or two shots in a row. And then finally they score it to tie the game up in the 69th. Not much, to me, went on. After the second goal, it was just back and forth. There's a couple good looks, but nothing massive. So that's how that game ended in a 1-1 draw. So both teams pick up a point. But I did get that game incorrect. So the next game we're going to talk about is Slavia Prague versus Bayer Leverkusen. I got this one wrong. I thought for sure Bayer would win this game, but I was wrong. And I think why I was wrong is because in this game, we got a red card very early in the game. And, you know, other than the red card, not much went on in the first half. I watched some extended highlights and stuff. I didn't get to watch the game. And it didn't seem like there was very much that happened in the first half other than the red card. Leverkusen played, you know, they played pretty good defense with only having 10 men, in my opinion. And then we get our first goal of the game. And it's because Leverkusen's goalie concedes a penalty in the 65th minute. You know, we have that. And then he saves it. He redeems himself after conceding the penalty. I thought for sure Slavia Prague would capitalize on that, and they didn't. But then in the 80th minute, Slavia, you know, has a corner kick, and, you know, it was a great header. He fought off the defender, you know, pretty well, good positioning, and puts it in the net, and that's the game winner there. I will say that Leverkusen had a great chance to tie it up at closer to the end of the game, but just missed it wide. Very unfortunate. This game, you know, turned out to be completely different than I think what everyone would thought it would. So that was that game. So I got that one wrong, but Slavia Prague ends up with the 3 points. The next game is the Rangers game. We'll go quick on this one. both teams had a couple good looks in the first half, and then Morelos comes on, you know, comes on and scores a good header off the cross. It was a good move to get around the defender to get that goal. But I think that was the most exciting thing of that whole game. I might be biased, but it didn't seem like it was a very exciting game. I don't feel like there was too many chances. I should have looked at the stats a little closer, but I don't feel like there was too many shots or anything in this game. But Morelos' goal was a pretty good one. It was a good header off the cross, and the move that he made to get behind the defender was pretty good. So Rangers pick up their 3 points in their first Europa League game and puts them, you know, probably at the top of their table. With that being said, we have two more games to go over for the Europa League games, and then we will move on to the predictions for this weekend. So our next game is Lille versus Celtic. I got this one correct. And I'm really glad I got this one correct. I really thought that Celtic were going to lose this game. I just think Lille is a lot better team than what Celtic is. But let's go ahead and jump into this game. Lille started off with a bunch of good shots at the beginning of the game, and I thought it was scary. You know, they had shot after shot. And then next thing you know, Elneny gets the ball, and he's right outside of the box, you know, at the top of the box, and he just curves it in. Was not looking to see that. Very, very good shot by Elneny, and that, you know, that gives the Celtics the lead 1-0. And then, you know, a few minutes later, I think he scored his second goal within 5 minutes of the first one, and he gets an assist off a Frimpong, and right through the middle there in the box, and he puts it into, we go up 2-0. I was so happy at this point watching the game. I was going crazy. I was like, are we going to win this game? But then there's Duffy, you know, Duffy, what are you doing? You know, he gives up the penalty, and then Bain, he's so lucky because Bain bails him out with a huge save. I will say Scott Bain in this game was very, very good. It was a great first half for the Celtic all around, I thought. Except for at the beginning of the game, like I said, you know, Lille had a bunch of good shots at the beginning and could have easily went up. So the first half was very good, went Celtic's way. But unfortunately, the second half came around. Lille scored their first goal in the 67th minute on a back post from a corner. Terrible defense on Celtic's part. There was no one covering that guy. He was pretty much wide open. And then the second goal comes. Coney, you know, on the turn, puts it in the back of the net. He gets it in the middle of the box. Just turns, and it was a nice little pretty easy goal, in my opinion. You know, they should have been able to stop that, and he was kind of wide open, the turn, and good. That's the biggest problem with Celtic. I think that they need to work on their back line. My thoughts for Duffy coming in, I thought it was going to be great for us. I thought it was going to be a good add. And as of right now, it has not been. It's been kind of disappointing. So I hope that he steps it up. He's a veteran. I think he will. And we'll see how it goes. But I'm really glad I guessed this game right with a draw. Because I really felt going into it that Lille was going to win the game. And by a lot, I thought that we were going to lose, you know, really I thought we were going to lose like 2-0 or maybe 2-1 if we got lucky at the end of the game and scored. So, but that's how that game went. I got that one right with the draw, so that's another correct game. And our last game, what a disappointment Tottenham was in this game. Royal came out, you know, played a pretty good game. You know, are you serious, Tottenham? What are you guys thinking? You know, it was terrible. Really, they thought that they could show up and win this game and not really have to show up and do anything. They just get the win. I hate when teams do that. But it happens everywhere. So, you know, we're going to talk about this goal here. I can't really pronounce his name all that well. Rafaelov, you know, gets a goal, you know, a 2v1, a great little flip pass. You know, it was terrible ball control on Tottenham. How do you just let that ball go? And then on the back line like that, you know, to a team that you should have no issue with. And that's what it comes down to. They were very relaxed and thought that it was going to be easy for them to win this game, and they didn't. So, you know, they get a 2v1, a nice little flip pass, scores the game winner. I just can't believe that Tottenham didn't even get on the get on the score sheet in this game. But, you know, great job, Royal. You know, good W, way to stick with the game, way to be the underdog, and not just show up and think, okay, well, we don't have a chance. You know, they came out, they played a good game, so they get 3 points for the, you know, for their first Europa League game, and that's awesome for them. You know, I'm excited for them for that, you know, for beating a big club like Tottenham. That's the end of all the games that we picked, and we're going to talk about. So next, we are going to move into the predictions for the weekend.
Altidore, Pulisic continues running, got him behind, Christian Pulisic! What can this kid do?
So moving into the last segment of the podcast here is the predictions, and we'll also go over what I got correct and wrong last episode. So right now I am 6 correct and 4 incorrect, so that is a 60% correction of picking. So I picked the Chelsea game correct, the Dortmund game correct, I guessed the Juventus game incorrect, guessed the Man U and Orlando City games correct, I guessed the Young Boys and Bayer games incorrect, got the Rangers and the Lille versus Celtic game correct, and then I got the Royal game incorrect because Tottenham is awful. So moving on, for the predictions for this weekend, the first game that I'm going to predict is Hearts versus the Hibs in the Scottish Cup semifinals on Saturday. Both teams are in great form right now, both unbeaten in the last 5 games. But I think that the Hearts are the stronger team, and I think they will win this game to move on to the Scottish Cup final. The next game that we're going to make a prediction on is Nashville SC against Chicago Fire in the MLS. There is a lot on the line in this game, especially for the Chicago Fire. They need to win this game to get a chance to be in the playoffs. But the game is being played at Nissan Stadium, and the form that Nashville is in, I believe that the Fire are not going to be able to get the W here. I think that Nashville will win this game in Nashville, and it will hurt Chicago's chances of making the playoffs. Next, we are going to talk about the other Scottish Cup semifinal, and that is Celtic FC against Aberdeen. A week ago from this game, so, you know, this game is going to be played on Sunday. So last Sunday, the Celtic and Aberdeen tied. It was a very crazy game. You know, Aberdeen went up, Celtic came back, went up, and then Aberdeen tied it. So there's that. Both teams are in pretty good form, but the Celtic played against Lille in the middle of the week, and Celtic looked really good against them in their first Europa League game in the group stages. And I think that Celtic are going to come out and, you know, beat Aberdeen in this game because of what's on the line, you know, the stakes. And so I think that Celtic FC will win this game. Next, we will talk about the Man United-Arsenal game in the Premier League. Both teams won their game midweek in the Champions League game. Both teams got shutouts also in midweek game. But I do think that Man United played the tougher game, played a tougher team. Really, I shouldn't say tougher game because Leipzig, it looked like, didn't even show up. But then I feel like Leipzig was the tougher opponent out of the two for these teams, and Man U won by more. I feel like Arsenal are still inconsistent, and I think Man U has been in pretty good form lately, and I think that Man U is going to come out on top in this game. The final game that we are going to talk about for the segment and the prediction is the FA Cup final for the women's. It is Everton versus Man City. I watch the U.S. women's team. I love it. I love what they do. They are so freaking good. And we have two players playing for, you know, Man City, and Sam Mewis and Rose Lavelle. And I think that Man City is going to win this game for the FA Cup final. But also, Man City are 6-0 against Everton dating back to 2017. So I think that that will also play a part. And I just think that Man City is going to be the stronger side and come out with the W on this game. So that is all of the games that I'm going to predict for this episode. You know, thank you for listening. Also, the podcast can be found on, you know, multiple platforms, Google, iTunes, Anchor, you know, Spotify. So if you can, you know, listen, give me feedback. You can also reach out to me at on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is DionWV32. I appreciate you listening to the podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.